I hope that your grandma's cat's dog is listening. Also, shout out to Tom. Also, shout out to...
Shout out to Sean.
Yeah, shout out to Sean. Weird. Sean, you're goated.
But yeah, we're going this show with some Sleepy Hollow Equal, and we're going to miss us. Yeah.
Listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Broadcast Studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Chris Anderson of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You are listening to Bound by Books. Youth Radio on WGXT 947 FM. Athens, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open years. I'm Claire. I'm from Athens, and I'm 8 years old.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today.
You got the hiccups. I had the hiccups really badly the other day. I could not get rid of them, and I don't know what caused them.
I don't know what causes hiccups.
But you know you got them sometimes. But anyways, in addition to sharing hiccups, we share in the joy of talking about books on this radio show. And we're usually joined by our friends, Georgia and Fatia, and sometimes Amelia. But they couldn't make it today. So it's just me and Claire today talking about books. It's the Claire and Emily show. Da, 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 da. So Claire, what did you want to talk about today?
I have two Simpsons books.
Whoa.
So this is, so to all people who don't know The Simpsons, it's really good ultimate TV show. And these are some how-to guides about this, about them.
Some how-to one, guides?
Well, sort of. This one, another Are We There Yet book. And it was Matt Groening. Matt Groening may invent The Simpsons. The Simpsons, Guide to Springfield for a Simpsons book. And then it talks all about all the places in Springfield. And, like, when you're going to Springfield, where do you stay? What attractions are there, you know?
So it's like a, like if you were going on vacation to Simpsons Land?
Yeah, or
what if you'd see and do.
Well, it's not like Simpsons Land. It's like the Simpsons TV show.
That show's been on forever.
It's really good for those Simpsons nerds out there. And it's really good for people who don't even know what Homer's favorite food is.
Oh, nuts.
So, like, if you want to, like, you know, learn about Simpsons, you know what it is. These books, I think, are great starters. It has perfect pictures, funny stuff, much more.
Ooh.
And I'll read, like, a little bit of it because it has something. Springfield.
Yeah.
Home of Elopolis Springfield, A&M, the Blinky, the world's first three-eyed fish, birthplace of Flaming Moe, you mean Homer, and site of... So if I keep on going this, you probably not, people who don't know about The Simpsons aren't gonna know about all this stuff, but if you want to know about like some things like the Flaming Moe, I don't think it talks about the Flaming Moe in here. I think it talks about the Flaming Moe in a TV show, so it's the only place that I've seen.
So are you a big Simpsons fan?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so are you more of a Simpsons, oh, you have another Simpsons book.
Sorry.
Do you think of yourself as a Simpsons nerd?
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. I like The Simpsons. I don't know if I'd consider myself a nerd, but it's been around for the majority of my life. So
my favorite TV show.
I feel like I've seen it here and there.
My favorite movie is The Simpsons movie.
I did like The Simpsons movie quite a bit.
Yeah. The Simpsons, a complete guide to our favorite family. Characters, episodes, and secret jokes you might have missed. So that's why I really like this one. I think it's a little bit bigger. It tells you all about these episodes, you know, stuff like that. I like this one because it tells you about the TV shows, you know.
As somebody that is a bit of a Simpsons nerd, do you find that there's things in the books that surprise you? Like things you didn't notice or know?
Yeah, things. This one's more of like a book that like, somebody who already, like, really knows The Simpsons could go into. I don't think, like, somebody who has never seen The Simpsons before should read this one because it, like, has a lot more condiments and things that I don't think somebody who was, no offense, a beginner Simpson would know about. But, you know, it's really a great book if you're, like, looking for something to read on a long drive because it's very big and it's fresh. Favorite family. It has long, and it has like little pages like an itchy and scratchy filmography. Or how much couch gags and when does Homer say, it has like stuff like that throughout the book.
I find it really interesting that the show's been on for over 30 years and the characters don't age at all. They just always say the same age.
Mortality. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Mortality?
Mortality.
They're immortal. But they're also, I don't know what a word would be for non-aging. I don't know if there is a word for that. There must be, right? They don't age. They stay the same. They're like caught in a time loop. Like every January 1st, it begins a new January 1st. The same. So is it all? But then the time changes. Because presumably in the early episodes, that's curious. Because I assume like now on the show they have modern technology. Whereas...
So they sort of did change.
So technology grows, but the people don't.
Like they're the same, but different.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting how that show has stayed popular year after year after year.
All about the Simpsons family and more characters. Mm-hmm. Than beside, like Apu, Mr. Monty Burns, Flanders, Willie, and all the other characters, like Thelma and Velma? Selma and
Patty. Oh, Velma, yeah. Velma. That's like Marge's sister.
Marge's sisters, Velma and something. Velma and Patty. Velma.
Do you have a favorite character on the show?
I know. My favorite character in the Simpsons family is Lisa and Bart.
So the kids.
Lisa and Bart, though. And then my favorite character out of the family, you can ask your friends this, is my favorite character out of the family is the... two sisters. I really like the two sisters and Mel.
Cool.
Oh, and I have one more book. This is not a Simpsons book. Really, for all those people who are
For anyone listening, anyone listening that is not a Simpsons fan or nerd or want to be one of those, here's the book for you, maybe.
Okay. So, this is not a unicorn, okay? It's not you.
It is not.
So...
This is a picture book.
It's like really funny at the end. It's like, this is not a unicorn. This is a, for example, a scoopicorn. Make a secret wishicorn. Catch the biggest fishicorn. No, I don't want to spoil it at all.
I like catch the biggest fishicorn. I like that one. Does it catch it with its horn? Spear fishing.
Barry Timmy's Jed Adams.
Those are the author and illustrator.
Cozy Crow. It's Cozy Crow book. With a free stories aloud smartphone audiobook. See inside front cover. What?
It's supposed to have an audiobook?
It has. This is. The front cover.
Where is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
What happened to
it? Maybe somebody stole it.
Rude. Sometimes those books, I see that's a library book. Sometimes books, we get books at the library that have discs and they're not really designed for people to use more than once. Like they're not really properly attached. And so I usually just sort of doctor up a thing where it can be stored in the book. But some libraries just take the CD out. And sometimes people take them. And then you don't have a CD anymore.
So this is a fun thing when you're bored. You could, like, imagine, like, how was it took him? I imagine, like, this is funny. Like, maybe a girl is, like, helping her mom in the kitchen. And then there's a baby. And the baby, like, opened. And she was, like, playing with something she wasn't supposed to. And the dad was like, here, sit and look at this book. And she was like, okay, yeah, because they're, like, a toddler. And then they're like, and then they pull the CD out. And then they, like perfectly so it didn't make a mark. And then, like, I'm going to keep it. And then they lied to the parents so the parents didn't know. And then none of the other family had opened it before the toddler had opened it. So they thought that it just didn't have a CD.
It's not in the back of the book. Sometimes it's in the back.
See,
Is it there?
No.
Nope. Oh, well. That was some fun imagining. Oh, and
one more book.
So many books.
Either.
Sorry. Oh, this is a... Oh, I read that book a long time ago, and I loved it. Oh, it's been a long time.
See, so my mom... So I've been reading
this. You say, a wizard of Earthsea.
Yeah.
You're kind of saying it.
I read a little bit of it, and it is great. It's amazing.
That's by Ursula. I said her name funny. Ursula K. Le Guin.
Ursula.
Ooh, she's a very cool. popular author.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid. I shall sue you. I'm joking.
Yeah, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. It's not very nice, but she wrote some great books.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun series. I forget exactly what it's about, but a young man goes to like a school or to train to be a wizard. And there's lots of adventure. And it's part of, I think it's part of a trilogy, but then there's also other books set within Earthsea. And I've read the first two, and I loved the second one as well. But then I never read the third one. I need to do it.
There's two good things about being on a radio show with you.
What's that?
When we ask you to play some songs after the show, you always do it. And, like, if we want, we can, like, advertise if we have a club or something.
Mm-hmm.
If we're making a club on like a different day, we can do that, right?
Sort of. We can't advertise on the radio, but we can like tell people about things that are happening that okay. are free. But we couldn't be like, come buy this thing.
No.
It's but yeah, but like... we can talk about things that are happening. Did you have something you wanted to, a club you wanted to share?
No.
Not yet. Someday? You just want to know if it's a possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your chair is making a funny noise.
And I sound like it's farting.
Cool. So you just started A Wizard of Earthsea. You haven't finished it yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have not finished it.
So maybe when you're finished, you can talk about it some more. Let us know how it went.
I am only at page 51.
Cool. We've got some ways to go. I wanted to share... couple books coming out soon that I thought sounded good. And let's see, I'll pick the two that are coming out the most soonest. Is that proper grammar? So this first one is called Once in a Blue Moon by Sharon G. Flake, who's written a lot of really acclaimed books. And this is a book in verse set in the 1930s. So here is the description. James Henry hasn't been the same since that fateful night at the lighthouse when his mama went into the sea. Now, months later, he is barely able to leave the house without having a panic attack. And talking to people, well, that's just too hard. His feisty twin sister, Hattie, intervenes on his behalf again and again, protecting him from neighborhood bullies and an uncle who just wants him to snap out of it. But it's 1939, and without a local doctor to help, there's only so much rallying Hattie can do. Finding a way back into his own life will mean confronting the truth about what happened at the lighthouse, a step James Henry isn't sure he can take until a blue moon is forecast. And as Gran has said, everything is possible under a rare blue moon. Told in verse, this is a beautiful and uplifting story of family, healing, and redemption. That's Once in a Blue Moon by Sharon G. Flake. It comes out on July 11th, and it is a middle grade chapter book, book in verse. And as dedicated Bound by Books listeners know, I like a good book in verse. The other book that I will share is also a middle grade book. This one gears a little younger. Like the Sharon Flake book is suggested for 8 to 12. This one is suggested for 6 to 9. And it is called The Skull, a Tyrolean Folktale. And it's by John Klassen, who is an author and illustrator of a lot of picture books that I've really enjoyed. He's also done some other chapter books as well, but I really love his illustrated picture books. They're some of the best. And so here is the description for this one. John Klassen's signature wry humor takes a turn for the ghostly in this thrilling retelling of a traditional Tyrolean folktale. In a big abandoned house on a barren hill lives a skull. a brave girl named Ottila has escaped from terrible danger and run away. And when she finds herself lost in the dark forest, the lonely house beckons. Her host, the skull, is afraid of something too, something that comes every night. Can brave Ottila save them both? Steeped in shadows and threaded with subtle wit, with rich monochromatic artwork and an illuminating author's note, The Skull is as empowering as it is mysterious and foreboding. So that's The Skull by John Klassen. And I remember when I first read this, I had to look up Tyrolean because I didn't know what it was. I think it's like, oh, it's from relating to or characteristic of the Austrian state of Tyrol or its inhabitants. So it's somewhere in Austria.
Austria.
Ooh. In Europe. Radio listeners can't see this, but I will share my screen so that my co-host can see what the illustrations look like. There's a sample page that I found online. So like, it's a heavily illustrated chapter book because he is a really great illustrator. But I'll read the little blurb that they have from the story. It says, they walked into the hall. It is a nice house, said Ottila. Yes, said the skull. I have always liked it here. Have you lived here for a long time, said Ottila. Yes, said the skull. So there's a little girl carrying around a skull through this shadowy castle. And it's got sort of grays and orangey pink colors. Looks very beautiful.
Like, can like 8-year-olds read it?
Yeah, this one says it's geared for 6 to 9. So 8-year-olds are definitely in that range. Of course, every reader, you know, there's books for each reader and books that aren't for each reader. So everyone has to figure out what works best for them. But those are two books that are coming out that I'm really excited for. And there's a whole bunch of other ones coming out this month that I'm excited for too. But I just wanted to share a couple today that sound especially good. And so I just want to remind our radio listeners of another fun event also happening on July 11th, the same day that those books come out. So Tuesday, July 11th, we're having our Ready for Summer party from 5 to 7 p.m. at Half Moon. It'll be outside, weather permitting. No registrations required. Everybody's welcome. We're going to celebrate the start of summer.
Whoever doesn't know Half Moon is like the best pizza place on earth.
It's lovely. We do love Half Moon. And we're grateful that they're letting us have this party there. So we're going to have dance music, free books and activities for kids, a backpack giveaway, free pizza tickets for summer reading registrants, and more. So Sarah Van Buren and Matthew Cullen will share special DJ performances that'll help also kick off our DJ program for the summer for tweens and teens.
Got a DJ.
And then later in the summer, there's going to be another dance party in August. So stay tuned. August. Yes.
Do something.
So some of the tweens and the teens that are in the summer program are going to play some music for us, DJ some music at the summer party. But we do have an all ages summer reading program. We encourage everyone from birth to seniors, babies to seniors, to participate. You keep track of what you read each day, or not what you read, but how every day that you read, you check off on a form. And then you can enter for some raffle prizes for each day that you read. And parents reading with their babies does count for the babies. Babies are welcome to enter because babies can't read yet. Being read to counts. Reading counts and being read to counts. So we just want people enjoying books and reading during the summer months. I know I will be. I know Claire will be. And Georgia and Fatia and Amelia and all our friends. So go to hudsonarealibrary.org to find out more details about all of our summer reading programs and events. And we hope you have a great summer full of reading and activities.
Okay.
But on that note, we are going to wrap it up for today. It's fun talking with you, Claire.
Don't wrap it up so fast.
What do you got?
I have something in the chat. It says Kitty Cool. I tried to do exclamation mark, but it's like 111, and then it's a little cute face that you can make with an O, a W, and an O. Wait, are the listeners still here?
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you have, like, a phone or if you have text, you can make a cute, you might already know about this, but you can make a cute face using an O, a W, and then another O, or an O. I don't know how O-U-O looks, but that might look cool.
Hmm. Cool. We'll have to try that out. Mm-hmm. But while we're doing that, we're going to say goodbye for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week, great summer filled with quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy
reading.
Hello, my name is ruining your day with overcomplicating every little thing that you do. Hello and goodbye to all of your good vibes. You gave it a good try. Never thought we'd be introduced. It was sunshine every single day for so long. Nothing seemed to go wrong. Didn't even know it could rain. Out of nowhere I felt something try to sneak in. Push me in the deep end. Now it's almost every day. I had a good thing going. Got a bit too lonely. Opened up the door to my head. I thought that it would only stay a day or so. Until it walked right in. Hello, my name is ruining your day with overcomplicating every little thing that you do. Hello and goodbye to all of your good vibes. You gave it a good try. Never thought we'd be introduced. Hello, my name is. Hello, my name is. Surfing at any eviction notice, hoping it might end up homeless. But it started paying rent, hasn't missed a payment since. Tried to push it out of focus. More I try, the more I'm hopeless. It just walks right back in again.